Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Working faithfully on the task at hand. As long as it is day, we must do the work of the person who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. John 9:4. To become a diligent worker, but not a workaholic, that is the challenge of every Christian. Jesus was a model worker in more ways than one. Tirelessly, he went about his father's business. He first learned good work habits at Joseph's workbench and later called hardworking fishermen as some of his first followers. And always the focus of his life was to do the work of him who sent me. Listen as James Hastings provides this sound advice on putting all you have into God's work. Walk with James Hastings, a Scottish Bible scholar who edited a number of reference works in the late 1800s to early 1900s. A sure method of finding out what God wishes us to do is to work faithfully and conscientiously at the task that falls to our hand, watching ever for the guidance that God will surely send us. We shall never miss God's call as long as we are in the path of duty. We may not know where God is leading us, but we can be sure that doing our present work as well and as thoroughly as it lies within our power is the best possible training for anything the future may hold for us. The work that we are doing may seem to us to be useless and unimportant. It is remarkable, however, how things which at the time seem to be of no importance turn out to be useful, and how the training we have received, unconscious of its value though we were, bears fruit. Today's New Testament reading is John chapter 9, verses 1 through 12.
John 9. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus. "But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, "Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?" Some claimed that he was. Others said, "No, he only looks like him." But he himself insisted, "I am the man." "How then were your eyes opened?" they asked. He replied, "The man they call Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash, so I went and washed, and then I could see." "Where is this man?" they asked him. "I don't know," he said.
The Church of Jesus Christ today is full of willing people, a few willing to work, the rest willing to let them. When zest departs in the work of the Lord, labor becomes drudgery. Don't allow busyness to turn to barrenness. After all, it's not so much how busy you are, but why are you busy? The bee is praised, the mosquito is swatted. Ask God's blessing on your job, and then do it willingly, joyfully, and faithfully.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.